الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوا خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کمی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کمی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کمی کو سمجھو اکسے کبے پائے احمد سمجھو اکسے کبے پائے احمد ارض طیبہ کی ہر ہر گلی کو سمجھو اکسے کبے پائے احمد ارض طیبہ کی ہر ہر گلی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کمی کو چار سو ان کی نسبت کی خوشبو کیا ہوا ہے یہ دل کی کلی کو چار سو ان کی نسبت کی خوشبو کیا ہوا ہے یہ دل کی کلی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کلی کو سمجھو اکسے کبے پائے احمد ارض طیبہ کی ہر ہر گلی کو نیند غائب ہے اور چشم تر ہے نیند غائب ہے اور چشم تر ہے نیند غائب ہے اور چشم تر ہے عشق سمجھے تو دل لگی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کلی کو کس نے جس سے پائی تھی لیلا کس نے جس سے پائی تھی لیلا کس نے جس سے پائی تھی لیلا چنتا تھا کبھی اس گلی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کلی کو کیوں نہ بکد شوق مومن کیوں نہ چومے بکد شوق مومن کیوں نہ چومے بکد شوق مومن ان کی نگری کی ہر ہر گلی کو ان کی نگری کی ہر ہر گلی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کلی کو اپنی یادوں کے صدقے میں اختر اپنی یادوں کے صدقے میں اختر اپنی یادوں کے صدقے میں اختر دل لگی کر دیا بے کلی کو دل لگی کر دیا بے کلی کو سمجھو اکسے کبے پائے احمد ارض طیبہ کی ہر ہر گلی کو چار سو ان کی نسبت کی خوشبو کیا ہوا ہے یہ دل کی گلی کو کیا ہوا ہے یہ دل کی گلی کو کیوں نہ چومے بسد شوق مومن ان کی نگری کی ہر ہر گلی کو جب لگائی ہے دل کی لگی کو تب وہ سمجھے میری بے کلی کو
رحمۃ اللہ اشعار جل سے قرب محبت محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صبح خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روز رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے محبت اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سم ٹائمز سب ٹائم اور سم ٹائمز از کوائٹ کمپلیٹلی کوائٹ دیر از کرائنگ دیر از میٹنگ ود ہارٹ دا ہارٹ از کرائنگ سو مینی ٹائمز یو گو ٹو مدرسہ But it doesn't speak one word. You can see that that the kafir that becomes tari on the people, and that is unexplainable. You cannot explain it. Agar che raah-e taqwa mein hazaron hum bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq-e-sadiq hai, hum ko sehta rehta hai. In this raah-e taqwa, in this raah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hazaron hum aate hain, hazaron hum deep that comes. But the person who is a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he carries on bearing the difficulties and the hardships in this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Sayyid Sinai, عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ, the speakers of love that the people are doing, what a bad thing it is. And مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ, it's توبہ توبہ, what kind of love is this? عشق مجازی, the feelings of love. That عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں لیکن سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. The person who is admiring that for the one, the other one, the woman or whatever you want to call her, what happens? That person, he is crying, he is weeping, and he is yearning to get her. But she is not even interested in him, you know. Every time you sit there, the people go in a plane, and then you find this woman passing by, and the hostesses and things like that, and the people admire them, and all that. Allah Ta'ala saves us from that. And when everything is over, and they go down, she turns her back that way, she's gone. And this person gave her belief from the back. So then you have a little bit said, کہ عاشق تو روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود جو ہے سوتا رہتا ہے کچھ اس کو کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہے. خطا خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی وہ خود دیکھتے پر گناہ ہو سو سمس گنا دامن بیکمس بلیک اور دیر بی سوری بیکاز آف دا سنس. So the person who is an ashik, because of the ish, the gunas and the those sins carry on being washed. Because of that, it carries on being washed and becomes clean. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar ke zahir e nadan, o zahir e nadan, wala kurta, wala mashallah, mung kurta, and wala topi, mashallah, ankari topi, and because you are a zahid now, but you are still nadan, you haven't been mellowed, you haven't still stayed in the company of the sheikh. When you see somebody else making guna, don't look down upon that person. Right? Don't look down upon that person. Why? اس لیے کہ ان کی آہو داری پر فلک بھی ہوتا رہتا ہے بیکاز آف دا کرائم ریمورس دیٹ دے ہیو ان دیئر ہارٹ اینڈ دیئر توبہ از سو اسٹرانگ اینڈ دیٹ ایون دا فلک دے دا ہیونز دے کرائے. On one occasion when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala was stoning the lady who was being stoned because of zina, and she owned up and she came to Rasulullah and she admitted her assault, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the command that she must be stoned, and a little bit of blood splashed on him on some other sahabi, and some bad words came out of his mouth regarding for that lady. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them from saying these words and said that her tawbah is so strong that if it is distributed on all the people of Medina, it will suffice for everybody. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, don't look down upon people that do wrong. And then finally, as it says, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب کو جان اختر ہو اختر ہو ایور سیکریفائزز ہم سیلف ہو ایور سیکریفائزز ہز لائف فار ادر دین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی تو وہ تن جو میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. دین بیکاز آف دس لائلٹی دیٹ از ناٹ لونگ اللہ از لونگ سم بڈی ایلس بیکاز آف دیٹ دیٹ پرسن از ڈیپرائیو آف حق از ڈیپرائیو آف دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگر چراغ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگر چراغ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے سلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ سلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق ہوتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عید کا اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اعزاز دینا گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اعزاز دینا کہ ان کی آہواری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے بفیدِ مرشدِ کامل جو دردِ دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جل سہے قربِ محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاختر بدر میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بدر میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ خلق العدل ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النبي محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بلقاء اعظمه تفاض من طيبه النقاء والاكم روح الفدا بقبر انت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر. وقال تعالى: إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم. وقال تعالى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم.
بكل قوم قال جلس رنجا جسد when a person will know what is, as they say, what is in the heart of Hazrat, then a person will appreciate. A person, otherwise people will think the subject is only zikr, for example, or people, somebody is an extremist, is a fundamentalist, but when that thing will hit you in your heart, when the love of Allah will come, when the bug will die, then you will understand what those people are going through. On one occasion, when I just tried to save God by eyes, I told Hazrat, I've got some idea now that what you are going through. Hazrat acknowledged that is when a person goes into that field. That a person, for example, once we went to Madagascar, the Amir of Madagascar, a very nice person, he told us that you people should never go into the jungles and the rural areas of Madagascar. The food, climate is a big problem. Everything. The mosquitoes are a problem. He says, you people, if you don't eat your daily biscuits, what the ghee in it, he says, the butter in it, your faces, we can see they go down. They are fading. So tell me now, we think that we can make mujahada, but we need that biscuits with the butter also, otherwise we can't survive. So just like that, with regard to looking at women, one is actually looking and fantasizing and all that. One is not even a foot from the side of your eyes, because even that gives the lips some enjoyment. Hazrat says, just the presence of women around gives a man that satisfaction in his heart. So to safeguard yourself to that extent, when that will come in a person's heart, then you will know people like Hazrat, what mujahada they are going to do. Like this, we got no idea. This mujahada, which comes in the hadith, is like the mujahada, like going on the battlefield and presenting your life. Where one time you get martyred, you are finished. Where continuously you are getting martyred, all the time. And this, that person can understand, who has put in his heart, that I've got nothing to do with any fair mahram or it. But the speaking on the phone also, listening to the voice, it comes in the hadith, looking at the anchor of that woman, which is also too much for this. He can't take that also. Why, Firoz Maimon, who is Hazrat's very special Khalifa, and mashallah, his bayans are all just like Hazrat. He says that when you're in the aeroplane, like Maulana Rafiq was explaining, he says when the air hostess puts your food for you, don't even look at her hand. That also plays a big role on the mission. Now that person can understand who has made and some idea that I don't want to look at all. But we who are all the time, we are looking and we don't feel anything. We don't feel it a guna. How many of us, we feel that when music is haram, we accept. But looking at news, looking at that news reader, lady, or listening to the music in between in some headphones, we don't feel anything. But a person who has become conscious, thus he feels very, very great. So that was in that poem, in that ash'ar of Hazrat, that those who have realized what he is in Hazrat's heart, they get some idea what is this Mujahada. Those who get some idea what is in the heart of the lovers of Medina, in the heart of the lovers of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they will get some idea, just the thought of Medina, what it means. Otherwise for us it means nothing. Medina, we just hear some form, it's just some entertainment, we just say some nice words about it and finish. But just when it hits the heart, then the person realizes that those who are in it, what they have gone through to come into it. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshaAllah. This first ayat of the Quran part which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of a few things. One is one project, the time of fajr. What a great and auspicious time it is. Walayali ashr, and the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. This first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Mufassirin, ulama have written, Allah only takes qasam of His great, great creation. So this is a very great creation of Allah. The time of fajr, how great. May Allah let us understand that Allah is taking an oath on the time of fajr. So how invaluable is not that time. Our goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah lies in the time of fajr. May Allah give us tawfiq to get up for fajr. The best time of the day, 24 hours, is at that time. From the time of Subah Sadiq until the time of Ishraq, that is such a blessed time for health, for wealth, for everything. It is a very, very blessed time. So that is a great time. And that time, Fajr Namaz, we should make, try our utmost fully that we make our Namaz Fajr with Jamaat, especially during these Mubarak days, whichever Mubarak days come, throughout the year, make Fajr with Jamaat. And then in the Quran al-Fajr, Quran al-Mashhuda, the Quran of the time of Fajr, it has got great value. The zikr of this time, the dua of this time, is a very valuable time. Then walayali al-ashr, the stand nights, and the stand days, which follow the nights, they are extremely valuable also. They are so valuable that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not love to be worshipped in any days more than He loves to be worshipped during these days. And in the mind of the Sahaba, the tarbiyat, the maturity was made in such a way that the greatest honor in Islam is jihad. They were trained in that way. So they immediately asked, and they heard something now different, that these days Allah loves to be worshipped so much. And what about jihad? They ask, whether jihad fi sabilillah, for Allah's Rasul, not even jihad Allah loves so much, how much He loves to be worshipped during these 10 days. Then the Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whether jihad fi sabilillah. And in one riwayat, it comes twice, they were still not convinced, so to say. And they asked for a second time again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the same reply. The first time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, but that person who goes with his life and his wealth and returns with nothing. So great is the ibadah. What is the ibadah of these 10 days and nights? That also has been defined for us in the hadith. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best dua Allah loves during this 10 days, and which all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam also made. So how great is not this wazifa? We all like to ask wazifas. Increase my wazifas, there is a wazifa of Imam al-Anbiya, alayhi salatu wa salam, and the wazifa of every Nabi, and we have been offered and given this wazifa, that is reading the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumiti, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. What is one of the efforts of Manta of Tasawwuf? That this kalima, we recited as small children also. When we were in class 1, our teacher made us read, and in most cases we read at the top of our voices. We enjoyed reading the kalimas all. That's right at the end of the day, the last 5-10 minutes, the whole class used to read together and used to enjoy reading it, and shouting, trying to outdo one another.
But that kalima at that time was really an empty collection. It was just the word. And what is tasawwuf? Al-Rujoo fil nihaya ila al-bidaya. That when you come to your end, you return to your beginning again. So the end, you started off with the empty collection. You reach your end now with a full collection. Now these basic things are the most important things. Now you realize it. That Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for a special wazifa. Yeah. Allah said, oh Musa, la ilaha illallah. That is the greatest wazifa. That if you put the seven earths and the seven heavens, and whatever they contain and whoever they contain in one pan of the scale, and you put the kalima in one scale, it is such a great kalima, la rajaha. It has outweighed all that. But which one? Not that one that you were shouting loudly and you were just trying to outdo everyone. But that kalima that is now got with you. Yes. Not 5 milligram medicine, not 500, 5,000 or 5 million. How much of Tawheed is felt into those words? So these words, how much we say them, what mean? The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, that these two words are so easy on the tongue. Fatani adal lisan. That they are left by Allah Ta'ala. Habibatani ala ila Rahman. But what is the most important thing? Taqibatani fil mizan. That don't let them be empty words. Tell them what they mean. And what they ikhlas. And what their conviction. And what their concentration. That what these words are. So really the person thinks you will enjoy. And really we don't have to tell, we don't have to read it in large amounts, numbers. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Not أكثر عَمَلًا If we read them a few times, but we read it with feeling, we know the meaning with their conviction, but how much it lasts, that will be extremely valuable and heavy for us on the day of the Yama. The inside value of things, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, that every person should have some such a'mal, actions, even if they are at the level of Nafir or Mustahab, but with so much sincerity that nobody knows about them. On Qiyamah's Day, those Amal will help you tremendously. What is it? Though it's a Nafir, it's a Mustahab, but there's Ikhlas in that Amal. And if it is in the Faraid, what to say is that the Ikhlas is there. But normally the Faraid are all public affairs. 5 times Namaz is public affair, Zakat, give it, let it be known. Fasting, everyone knows you are fasting, though it could be opposite also. Hajj, the world knows you are going for Hajj. But what you do with nobody knowing. So what is the value of Allah? That's inside qualities. So these words, let them not just be empty words. Even if we read them a few times, but we read them with a feeling. So thus Allah loves tremendously and greatly, more than jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And this was not just that it's going to fall, and just from the tree it's going to fall, but the meaning and the reality, but that a continuous Allah's ma'rifah, the love of Allah, the reality of being, and this will only come when a person becomes, when he becomes fana his shaykh, that he gives his life sort of in his shaykh. A person who reaches that level, which all of us are practically very far from, when a person reaches fana his rasul, now he has been devoted to Islam. Now the words of his Rasul are a gospel truth to him. They are absolute for him. And a person who reaches that, he becomes Sanafillah. Then he reaches that stage. We are still far from the first stage that the love of the Shaykh has overtaken us so much. But for the end, a true Shaykh is not that will keep you to him. He will pass you on, but you get the love of Rasul, the love of Allah. So these words Allah left, but with that meaning. And then a person would see the satisfaction that he gets. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, a person heard that hydrogen bomb, it can kill so many people. Very powerful, very dangerous bomb. So he reads it 1,000 times, hydrogen bomb, hydrogen bomb, hydrogen bomb. And the fly that's traveling, it's not killing the fly also. So he says, these were the luck, they told me hydrogen bomb is so powerful. They can't even kill this fly, this mosquito that's fighting. But what is it? Hydrogen bomb is not the word hydrogen bomb. Get the actual reality of it.
and then use it also in the right way. You just hear that a Buddha, and not a small little talent, but a real big Buddha, you can what, how much harm it can cause. And you just use the same Buddha, it won't do anything. But it has to be put into the fire arm, and operated correctly, it must be operated, it must be fired properly, then the effect of it. So the same way is well, just the words are not going to do it. Many of us, unfortunately, we just get to be, not even how many of us don't read the words. Ask ourselves today, all of us must be directly hearing these bayans on this days of Zul Hijjah, etc. How many of us today read one time also the fourth kalima? Even the words are not with us, the vernacular is the reality. How many of us associate with our Mashayikh in a devoted way? And when you devote yourself like that, and your heart is open for your Shaykh, and your Shaykh's heart is open for you, the things just flow into your heart. Then the reality of this will come. But when we want to have some type of blockage because, then this doesn't flow into your heart. So this reality has to come. When a person, wallah, these words, and the greatest, these words have been referred to by Imam al-Anbiya, the greatest words of this day. So let us have that conviction, who is saying this? And how then, how great must this word be? We write some very sophisticated type of wazifas, etc. And the root sharif, the best of the ones that has come in the hadith. But we write some nice musical tone, binding, and all that type of some guru, some wazifa extraordinary which nobody knows. Whereas the most valuable things are those which Allah has made common for the whole of man, for his whole creation. Those are the most valuable things. So if we can understand that, and also understand basics and simplicity are the real things. Many of us, how the wazifas we read, Faraz Namaz not in order. We are not reading our Faraz Namaz, not reading it for Shamaat, etc. And wazifas we reading so much, it's not cutting any ice whatsoever. We get our priorities in order. And a person who might be just an ordinary, but he's got his priorities in order, that person will be moving. And this is what we have to learn from the flow of Ahlullah and Mashayikh. Not stories of big karamats and what happened, and that we also become big Sufis and flying in the air, that is not required at all nowadays. That you can walk on the water and you can fly on the air, but those things will appeal to us. Somebody who gives us heavy ta'weezes, and somebody who will all these things here. No, that doesn't cut any ice whatsoever. Our Shaykh, Jazakumullah Khair, and we don't know how to thank Allah for connecting us with our Shaykh. He said, my Tasawwuf, ala min haji Rasul, on the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that simple, straightforward way, at being a Yusuf, being is easy. Being is not sophisticated and to be very difficult and hard. Being is easy, it is for the masses. It is for everyone. For the learned, which are always few, but for the masses who are mostly not learned, deen is for everyone. Deen is for that great mufti and great sheikh also. And deen is for that lady in the house also. Who doesn't have contact with anyone really. Deen is for her, so something is our deen. The other great ibadat of these days which has come in the hadith is the third kalima. These are also so great words. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah. These are very, very great, very valuable words. If we, there is the time now, if we look in the hadith and see each word, what value it has got to Allah. So valuable these words are. These are the things that we should be reading. So this is the ibadat of these days which Allah wants. Together with that it has come, the fasting during these days. Allah loves this ibadah, the fasting during these days. That the fast of each day is equal to 1 year. Rozas and fast. Imagine 9 rozas if we keep, 9 years rozas he has come. The value of it is so great. And then in it, the 9th of Zul Hijjah, How we should can't keep up any way that says we can. We can't keep all, keep on this one. We can't do that, keep the Monday, Thursday, Friday. We have the ninth observance of Hijja, that one particularly let us keep. That is a whole year's yoga sarah, plus our sins of one previous year, one coming year, all the sins are also forgiven. So these are those great, great days we are, which we are passing. These nights, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the ibadat of each night is equal to Laylatul Qadr. If we are listening just that we have to increase our knowledge, then we say, all this we know, there is nothing new, nothing more that we are learning. But a person see for ourselves, are we reading our third kalima? For that person who wants to come closer to Allah, he will take benefit of this talk. But I'm still not reading, I have to start reading now. I'm not reading the third kalima, the fourth kalima, I'm not keeping roza, etc. For our ladies, how many that got the qaza rozas? Keep your rozas now. Make it your prayer with us now during such an easy occasion, during this blessed day, and complete 9 days. Most of them don't have more than 10 qaza rozas, not more than 10 in any case. So they can finish all their rozas, but how many ways the rozas are just accumulating and accumulating. We must really keep our rozas finished. Because our niyat of coming to these gatherings also is not correct. It needs to increase our knowledge. And the shayat, we don't go to increase knowledge. And we don't go also really for anar, but for kaitiyat of qalbi. The condition and when the kaitiyat of the heart, the quality, the feeling, the spirituality of, when that will come right, it will have an influence on our whole life. And that's how this night, every night's ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr. In the month of Ramadan, there is only one Laylatul Qadr. Hmm? And then also we don't know which is that night. But here, every night, with specification, it's not Laylatul Qadr, but you get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So, and what is the ibadat of the night? Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Khan, Rahmatullah Ali Sarkar, just make your Isha namaz with Jamaat. Make your fajr with Jamaat, the whole night ibadat. Make 2 rakats nafil extra. If you can't make 4, 6, 8, make 2 rakats extra. Read quarter sufara, read 1 ruku. At least we have shown we tried, we did something. Read not 100 times the fourth kalima, read it 10 times, read it 3 times. Really, we think this is I will do much more, and we don't even stop. And we don't even do it 1 time. So little, who Allah gives more topic with Salatul Tasbih, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Hajar. After Maghrib, after Isha, do a little, try and get up for Sehri. One of the great benefits of Sehri is Tahajjud time. So just get up for a few minutes early, make your Tahajjud also. So your Tahajjud is also looked after. You are fulfilling a great sunnah of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You are going against the ways of the Jews and Christians, that they keep roza without Sehri. We keep roza with Sehri. So how lot of benefits there are. So this little ibadat, so these are great nights. And then one other great ibadat of these days, that those who are going to be making qurban, they shouldn't clip their nails or take off any hair from their body. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala has given us a resemblance with the ihram of the Hajj. How beautiful the imitation of the ihram. میرے محبوب کے یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے وہ صورت لے کے آیا ہوں وی ہیو جسٹ گاٹ این لمیٹیشن آف دا احرام اور ڈیورنگ دیز ڈیز دیٹ وی آلسو ناٹ دا حج از ناٹ الاؤڈ بائی ان احرام ٹو پلیٹ اے نیٹ ریموو اینی ہے اللہ گیو اس اے سملیرٹی آلسو اینڈ ڈیورنگ دیز ڈیز ایٹ دا مومنٹ ماشاء اللہ And our heart should be attached to Makkah Sharif, especially to Medina Sharif at this time. And how much of the day? Almost every minute the number of doors of the Arab. And Hajis are coming in their groups in. And everyone coming, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, Allah Sharif, Allah Labbaik. Allah gave us in place of that, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So all this Allah has given us. So we should think of the Hajis at this time. And if we are not thinking, no thought, imagine somebody has got a patient in hospital, ICU. And the family members hardly think about it. We know our condition, how many, especially ladies, spend the whole night if they get permission from the hospital, to spend the night there, or 24 hours somebody is on call. What are we going to do? Anyway, we can just make blind, or we can make from anywhere. Right? But that support we try to give them, and that is a real important thing. One of the greatest remedies, treatments and medicine for a sick person is the support. So when he knows my wife, my sister, my mother, whoever, my daughter are sitting here, right? It's a great, it helps him tremendously to recover, to get better. So our thoughts are there. Right? So how come our thoughts are not in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif? That should be much more greater. A person couldn't go to business for some reason, to the shop, he's ill, he's at home, that is phone. That today, remember, on this day that customer comes and he's only in trust for that money. Today this happens, that happens. Where is he? He's in temperature, but his heart is in the shop. How come our heart is not in Makkah Sharif? Our heart is not in Medina Sharif. It shows a very great weakness in us. If we don't think of Makkah Sharif at this time, we are especially. And these are our Marakis. And Hajj is the first time. Of all our ibadat, starting with Tawheed in Makkah Sharif, then Munajat with Mi'raj, and then fasting and zakat, and the final thing came with Hajj. That is the pinnacle of our Marakis, our true centers are Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Throughout the year, our thoughts should be there. Dua for Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif. But this time, especially, let us ask ourselves, how much do we think? How many of us got family members who are gone? But that also, if a phone comes during while we're speaking, that little that we thought, we should have that feeling from a treasury. Develop it if we haven't got it. It should be there. It's a sign of our iman. And on that same token, also think what is happening in the ummah at the moment. In Egypt, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, throughout the world, what is happening. How the enemy from all four sides, they are attacking the ummah from all four sides. And not one dua comes out from our tongue. From our heart we don't make one dua for the ummah. Haven't we got any attachment with the ummah? No. It comes in the hadith clearly that the Muslim ummah is like one body. If one part feels a pain, the whole body is overtaken with fever, with pain. And what's happening? Ask ourselves, can I make one dua today for the ummah, for the Muslims in Egypt, for the Muslims in Syria, etc. If I didn't, then am I part of the ummah or not? Or is the ummah part of me or not? Because if we one part of the ummah, the toe right on the lip, right at the end, the edge, little bit there is gout there, little bit there is some pain, the whole body, the tongue is speaking about it, the eyes are looking at it, the hands are feeling, and the ummah is bleeding like this. What's happening to our Muslim sisters, our young girls, our brothers, ulama, everyone, what they have been subjected to, how masjids have been destroyed, how all the infrastructure, and it means nothing to us as long as I'm getting my three meals, I'm in my comfort zone, I'm earning my wages, like I've got nothing to do with the ummah. Am I then part of the ummah? How weak is my iman gone? So these are things that we should consider very, and yet we pride ourselves that I'm a very pious person. Our outward appearance has fooled us tremendously. Our titles have fooled us tremendously. The reality is not in our heart. So these things should be in us. And then when the night of Zulhijjah comes, when the takbir after every namaz, for 23 namazes, this year from Tuesday morning till Jum'ah Asr, 23 namazes, we should be reading our takbir. And what beautiful the words of the takbir also. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Wa lillahi alhamd. There are two extremes that we go. Some of us, I know of some people, who are old now, without difficulty to attend Jamaat Namaz, but good. Thursday, on the Tuesday morning, we are on the Tabata, we will be there. Before the Imam completes his salah, they start The other extreme is unfortunately like the vast majority of us. I went for other places, but I was army masjid in Azadgarh, mashallah, loudly everyone did. Dharmullah Masjid, how many times we turn for that day? There is no light in there. How many places we are like that? Next, so one extreme that before the Imam finishes his salah, we are gone already. Next, and on the other extreme, that we are like dead people. Where is the Hajj at this time? And the takbir is of the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We're feeling, not screaming about all about how many times we try and outdo the person next to us. My voice must be the loudest. If you have to record all the everyone's voice, mine must be the loudest. So we don't have to do that, but don't let us be like dead people also. There is a living ummah, not a dead ummah. And this again now, from the ninth it starts, the ninth when the people go to Arafat. And that day, the labbaik, the tarbiyah is very great in the buses, the people who are really walking. Everyone, Allah gave us another great resemblance with the Hajj. Our heart should be connected with this, with the ibadat of Hajj, etc. But what for any one of us, if we are connected, watching live TV. Your live TV is in your heart. You connect your heart with the Hajj and with Makkah and Medina. Not with the kuffar form of TV and with that you get yourself connected. Connect yourself with your heart and make dua for the Hajjis. Allah make every Hajjis Hajj easy. Allah accept every Hajjis Hajj and give the full benefit and the object of Hajj. Allah Ta'ala grants it to every person. That the Hajji prepares himself in such a way that as he is going for Hajj, whichever in our time airport that he passes, whichever airport he is in, the aeroplane, and it becomes a source of hidayah. And when he did his Hajj properly, and he went to the Mashhad of hidayah, the Hudal Nas, the Kaaba Sharif, is a Mashhad of hidayah. A person who collects that, and as the Hajj is returned to the four corners of the world. From Jeddah, if you sit there and you hear the announcement, one plane is flying in the east, next one to the north, next one to the west, next one to the south, different direction. If we collected that hidayat and we spread it, our kirdar, our character, kuftar, how we speak, rakhtar, how we behave, our way of talking, etc., our way of movement, giving place to somebody else. You know, while waiting at the airport, somebody is standing, and we give them place. Somebody in the bus, we give them place. If we exchange factors, we will become a source of hidayat wherever we go. But until recently, now custom laws have changed also very greatly. But in Bombay at one time it was famous. When the Haji plane returns, or those days in ships, the custom officials, the non-Muslim custom officials, they say, Choro ka jahazaya. You know, the plane of the looters, of the robbers. That those they bought, what were things to cover up the Hajj expense? And they went for a business trip, bought so many watches, etc., what and what things, and they're going to sell and cover up all their money. So where did they go for Hajj? They come in there, and how many people when they return? We went there to get hidayat, and we were supposed to be hidayat for mankind. But when we come to our airport, our dua is, oh Allah, make that custom official blind. They are to see all the things that I've brought. Now we are not to make the people blind. We have to make sure Allah opens the eyes of the people and they see the truth. This is our condition. When time becomes the great ibadat, which is the pinnacle of the day for us, for the Hajjis, mashallah, it means that they have come now, the day before they were in Arafat. They spend the night in Mustalifa, what they think, in the open, a person who is a multi-billionaire, he's spending his night in the open, and all are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. How much of obedience to Allah, forget dunya's things, we prove it to ourselves, but when we leave the Makkah, we change again. Right? No, that should not be the case. We prove it to ourselves that in Arafat, time of Maghrib, we know it's a time of Maghrib, nobody making Maghrib. Allah changed the law today. No Maghrib here in Arafat. No Maghrib in the time of Maghrib. Go to Mustalifa. And you will make the Maghrib and Isha together there. How much a person all life, he never was late for it.
تدمير الأولى في أي نواة فجاءت حول مغرب يتعلق. So what has to come into us? Total obedience to Allah. Don't be obsessed with laws and rules also of our deen and our Sharia. And don't take this as a license that no Sharia doesn't mean anything. Only Allah must say that Allah has given us the laws which are important. But remember, more greater than that is the Zaat of Allah. The deen of Allah. That we have to please Him and make Him happy. So Allah says, don't agree on what a big day day of Arafah. We shall say, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, we know it is double eat for us, but on that day we are not making maghrib on each side. Not making maghrib when we are at a place of Mubarak place like Arab. Why? Allah's command. But when we come from there, Allah's commands are one side. Now again, our nafs ara'ayta, manishtabada fiha haru hawa'u. But you say, you've seen that stupid idiot who made his desires his God, his object of worship, to please his desires all the time. So then this Qur'an, in which there is also very great detail, that very briefly and is the whole issue. Why Allah gave us this? So that we could relive this whole sacrifice of Ibrahim a.s. All the people of the world, besides Islam and the Muslims, or rather besides Islam, what are our things? All material things, dunya's things. Like a great achievement of any religion also, any country also, to immediately make a monument for us. We've got so many monuments in our country. The Fuhrtrecker monument, this monument, that monument. We celebrate day for all those things. The Christians, they have got the form of Isa al-Salam on the cross, is hanging in the churches, etc. Allah said the sacrifice of Ibrahim al-Salam, no monument you are going to make, a great monument. Otherwise it could have been like that, a big monument of Ibrahim al-Salam in Mina, that his son Ismail al-Salam, or the man there that is registered, Allah did not allow that. Allah, they made that totally haram for this ummah. Any type of photography, any type of pictures, any type of monuments, all these things Allah has made haram. Allah made every person to relive. Actually, that's a device of Ibrahim. A Qurbani is actually an ibadat of Hajj. It takes place in Mina. But Allah loved this Qurbani, and Qurban is an Arabic word, which means to sacrifice to gain the closeness of Allah. And a person can gain the closeness of Allah so greatly with this Qur'an. Just like in Ramadan, with our Taraweeh. What great closeness Allah Ta'ala gives us. Taraweeh, there is 20 rakats, and each rakat has got 2 sajdas. So 40 sajdas extra Allah gave us. And what is each sajda? I'll read the ayat now. Then the sajda will be wajib on me. I'll have to make sajda as tilawat. All of you will also have to make. So, but what is that ayat? Just see what Allah has said. Wasjud waqtarib. Just make sajda and you gain closeness to me. Waqtarib. Come immediately close to me. And not one time in Ramadan, every night 40 times. Allah is telling us, you just make your sajda and you gain closeness to me. You gain the proximity to me. Allah. What a deen Allah has given us. And this Qurbani, that is also a sacrifice to gain this closeness to Allah. If we make Qurbani, not just slaughter an animal, then really we will get this closeness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all of us, the reality of this Qurbani. The whole story where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was in Iraq, he thrown in the fire, finally went to Canaan in Palestine, from there he got married, he brought his wife and son, Ismail alayhi salam, to the barren and forlorn lands of Makkah Sharif, that was in Makkah which is today. At this moment, how vibrant Allah Abu Akbar. It is a place where Urdu poet says, Jahan khauf bhi, apne qadam rakhne se darti. Where fear was frightened to enter. Fear was frightened to enter there, how frightening. And then Allah comes, وَيْدِكْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ. Of the various tests that I put Ibrahim a.s. now meet your wife. And she's an old lady, and with a small newborn baby, leave them there without any provision. No water, not a drop of water also. Leave them and go away again. He goes away, all this after some time, Allah orders him to come. Now Allah orders him, إِنِّي
فإني أراه في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا أرى. وإن كان سيدنا إسماعيل يقول 9 years old now. فلما بلغ معه السعي he reached the age when he could be of help to his father. Came over the world, father you sit on the back seat now. I will look after everything. And don't think 9 years is not that age. If you make the tarbiyat of our children, this was a test and method. I saw with my eyes a boy in Makkah Sharif, maybe about this age, with a shiruti, with a shop that he's sitting, and serving 10 customers at one time, and made everything properly. But if you hear it today, the rest have fooled us. They have made our children our enemies. Over the computer games, with the soccer and the cricket, they have filled their minds and hit with filth and dirt all the time. I was at the age of 9. Those who are aware will know that a boy now, in last week I think, traveled in America without a ticket, without a boarding pass, he boarded the plane. A boy of 9 passed all the security checks of America. And they were shocked and amazed. And then the news, I can tell you, there were 3 instances in the past few years where all the 9-year-old boys, where one boy traveled to a foreign group, traveled to Rome from England, without a passport, without a ticket, so no boarding pass, nothing pass, all the security checks, everything, got on the plane, got to Rome also. So a 9-year-old can do fantastic things. If he does it in the right way, what won't he achieve? Our children, one boy I saw in Lahore, he was well about 14, 15. And I saw his condition, I was overtaken, asked his father, how did you achieve this? How the obedience of this boy, the respect of the boy, the love he shows for his parents, I couldn't believe it. If we make that earlier properly, but today we put them on computer games, they are playing soccer all the time, cricket, their language has become vulgar, all those things, what we does to them. Today we become old men and we are still doing, we haven't located economy. We haven't got any of our things in order at all. So it is showing that Ismail is a 9-year-old boy. With the famous doctor of the East, Dr. Iqbal said, was it the blood of the father that he was like this, or was it the milk of the mother, the training of the mother? And the truth is, it was both. The father, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the mother, and this is not excuse for them, that they have gone and passed on. They were Anbiya and we cannot be Nabis, but they gave us those teachings by which we can follow in their footsteps and we can have those children. If we train our children like that, our children get the point immediately said, what are you waiting for my father? Yeah, that is Allah, Tukla. If you have been commanded, do it. I'm ready for this. You will be slaughtered me. How shaitan comes in, where his forms and where his places, but they do this. And if she's blind, alayhi salatu, and see the tawheed, that oneness of Allah, that belief that Allah is the only, la ilaha, la ta'ira, illa Allah, illa only Allah is the one. Nobody can do anything. Ibrahim alayhi salam, every man, minimum, had the strength of 100 men. The physical strength Allah gave them, the strength of 100 men. And the masala of the slaughtering, that knife that we use, should be blade sharpened. It should be very, very sharp. Every nabi, his body is more delicate than soft silk also. Very, very delicate the body of every nabi. Not like elephant skin they got. Or we, some of us, our skin, our heels, how they are. Then the nabi was not like that. He was made of the most finest material. And the delicate throat of Ismail and Islam, which is so easy to slip. And this knife which is so sharp, and the force of 100 men, that it's not cutting the rock. If Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says to the knife, if I should have to cut a rock, it should cut the rock. You're not cutting the stroke. And what does the knife reply so to say? Oh, Khalilullah, Khalil. Must I listen to the command of Khalil or the command of Jalil? But Allah says, don't cut. When the pain comes into our heart, the gun cannot shoot, the bullet cannot kill, the knife cannot do anything but by the will of Allah. When there's full conviction, then we will see what the, and this is what is the effort of the soul. Coming and then our Quran will become a reality. Not just that we are fighting, but the price with, of the animals, that it's five days rain, we are bargaining and fighting for that, and then whereas we are told, Fatihu biha nafsa, open your heart and make your Qur'an. It doesn't give license to the people who are selling animals, that they advertise that Fatihu biha nafsa. Open your heart, don't argue anything yet. And they just help the people off. Now, it doesn't give anyone that license also. Do the service as a service. Perhaps see what barakat Allah will give also. Barakat is far more than prophets also. Our eyes are on prophets. Barakat is, the prophet doesn't come anywhere in the vocabulary of barakat also. Where barakat is. So anyway, so even when this reality we make that for money, and that we know that Allah alone is the doer, and only He, everything is His control. This is. And when we make that for money, who will be able to slaughter His son? And today that command was given, how many of us should remain as Muslims also? That what we are asked to make to sacrifice, our desires, our nafs we are. We can't keep one sunnah here, we can't dress according to sunnah, we can't leave our bed at such a time, we can't stop looking at a woman, we can't make these letters. This Qur'an is to develop this, that we make to sacrifice. But oh Allah, now whatever is against your command, I am sacrificing it to you. The cleansing of the shaitan, of the hajis, is the same thing. That all my desires, I'm felting my desires. I'm felting shaitan who instigates me to do evil. So this is the reality of Quran. Allah wants this taqwa from me. This spirituality, this ruhaniyah, this taqwa, the spirit of hajj, that is what Allah requires. For that, of course, we can never ever do justice to the topic. And what we should try and do, and mashallah, there are enough kitab, study the kitab on the history of Qurbani by Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib. And many ulama have written kitab. This one of Mufti Shafi Sahib is translated in English also. Read on the history of Qurbani, read on the spirit of Qurbani, read on the importance, and go through the masail of Qurbani also. If you help us, we will be able to help somebody else also. So all these, this very important aspect of this Qurbani, which we are passing through, is a great, great thing. And may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, so that we do Qurbani with the spirit of Qurbani, and then see how by leaps and bounds we go closer to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.